Dr. Mapa Poloka says the use of methamphetamines is rising dramatically in Tonga.
It's like we are fighting against an army coming tank and missile, but we are using arrows.
Dr. Poloka is the psychiatric specialist at the psychiatric unit at the Viola Hospital in Nuku'alofa. He says he first started to notice the presence of the drug in Tonga around 5 years ago. Now, he says, someone is admitted to his unit every fortnight with the telltale signs of meth abuse.
Most of them are presented with psychosis. They have a methamphetamine-induced psychotic disorder. And if they don't have it, because they need more to make them to calm them, so they end up here. Also, other associated criminal behavior, too, violence.
Dr. Poloka's frank assessment of the impact of methamphetamines comes after the Police Drug Task Force made a significant bust last week. A 38-year-old man was arrested in Nuku'alofa after police found 297 grams of methamphetamine worth nearly $200,000 in his possession. Police say the drugs were imported in a cargo shipment from the United States, and another 31-year-old man has also been arrested in connection to the case. The head of the task force, Acting Chief Superintendent Tavita Vailea, says arrests for drug possession are not uncommon, but this bust was different.
The arrest of people dealing drugs has been a continuous operation from the police. But I think the case we deal with last week, the amount was much larger than the normal amount that we arrested and seized in the past.
Tonga and other Pacific Island countries have long been used as transit points by drug traffickers transporting their illicit wares from areas like South America to Australia and New Zealand. But Mr. Vailea says the drugs seized in the latest bust were to be sold in Tonga.
I think this amount compared to our previous operation, we strongly agree that this amount can be marketed in the Tonga.
He agrees with Dr. Poloka that methamphetamine use is on the rise.
I would say yes. We've been dealing with some cases, including murder case and also domestic violence. According to our relationship with the mental health unit, we understand that drug has been part of the problem.
The task force Mr. Vailea leads is new, less than 2 weeks old, and was formed to strengthen the fight against the trade in methamphetamines and cannabis. Dr. Poloka says the formation of the task force is a good move, but more resources and political will are needed to stop the spread of meth.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's becoming normal now in this country. That's how I see it. Methamphetamine is becoming just like marijuana now. And marijuana now is just like the normal nicotine cigarette.